Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. It's Jason Fetty here from KX93.5.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Have you got a moment?
Sure.
All right. Now, I don't know if you are familiar with this, but we have been running for the last few years a segment called A Mom A Day in the Month of May. Do you know about this?
Yes, I do.
All right. So you're familiar with the idea. It's coming up to Mother's Day, and we want to nominate a Mom A Day in the month of May. So I asked Tyler what, you know, how to do this, because Tyler obviously is away, your son Tyler, who everybody's familiar
yes.
with. I asked him, how do I do this? What do I do? And he said, well, this is what you do, and you get nominations on the online, and people can go to the website and blah. And he explained it all to me. And I said, well, I'm going to nominate my mom. And he said, no, I'm going to nominate my mom. So he did. I've got the email from him this morning. It's so nice. He must have done this from Germany or wherever he is in Europe. But can I read it to you?
Sure.
All right. Get some tissues. Get some napkins.
Yeah, I already feel tears coming.
All right. So here it is. This is a paragraph about Liz McCusker, Tyler Russell's long-suffering mom. And it says here, a paragraph about this woman. My mom puts up with a lot. She's the mother of two boys, one of them her 26-year-old son, and the other her 65-year-old husband, to whom she's been married for more than 30 years. Between the two of us, she's endured decades of complaining, stubbornness, and brash decisions that she doesn't always agree with. But as my mom always urged me to do, she's been able to, and this is in parentheses, go with the flow. We're a small three-person family. We're best friends. We're best friends still. In high school, while my friends were at the mall or at a party, I was at the movies with my parents. I'm not surprised. I've been to every anniversary dinner, every birthday dinner, every vacation with mom and dad. I now live 500 miles away, and we still manage to talk every day and see each other a couple of times a month. My mom listens to my entire show on the radio every morning, and I'm proud to say she's my biggest fan. Yes, I still call mom when I need help with a decision, when I need girl advice, or when I need to know how much cocoa to put in chocolate nut drops. I can't be home Mother's Day this year for the first time ever, and I can't attend my mom's fundraising event, Remarkable Celebration, that benefits her charity, Too Nidito, helping grieving and seriously ill children. So hopefully Jason will help me remind you that I love you, Mom. I know someday you'll retire to Laguna so we can eat TV dinners, watch Game Show Network like we used to. I'm happy that my best memories and adventures are with you and Dad, and I wouldn't have it any other way. In the words of the great Rod Stewart, you fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Thanks for being my biggest fan from day one. I love you, Tyler. What a guy.
What a great letter. Oh my God. You have made my day.
Isn't that a tremendous letter? I mean, and that's amazing, because he would normally say, 2 minutes is enough, Jason. Come on, get this show moving. But he's written a 6-minute letter. That's just so lovely of him. Isn't that nice?
It's so nice. I wish he was in the States so I could call him.
I know. Has he been calling you from Europe at all? Have you spoken to him?
I just got in a text.
You did get a text. Well, a gift card is coming to you for Bubbles Bath and Body should you visit us in Laguna, which we hope you will soon. Flowers from Colour Blast Flowers, $15 for a Kura Rabada grill, and then you get entered for the grand prize, which we give away just before Mother's Day on the 9th.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure, Liz. And of course, you're not just mother, you're kind of emeritus mother to all of us at the station. So we love you, and thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you. Love you back.